Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth, a sports rant of truth. Man, if you're not Alabama, you're not Georgia, you're not Michigan, you're not Ohio State, if you're in a mid-conference, I'll say the Big 12 and below. So we're talking third, fourth conference and below as far as priority. And you have a high-stakes week one game, you are stupid. Do we have to continually throw out the baby with the bathwater? Do we? There's a reason that these developmental programs, the programs that do not have overwhelming talent, 4 and 5 stars, there's a reason they start out with lesser opponents, because they're developmental. Their success by week 12 and their bowl game relies on whether or not they developed 3-star, 2-star, and the occasional 4-star talent in between week 1 and week 12, and how that team works together to have a high stakes game is incredibly stupid in week 1. My example from my neck of the woods, K-State, Iowa State, Big 12. Both of these teams are hoping for a Big 12 conference championship. And only then, and almost only then, do they make it into this ridiculous 12-team playoff. Because all of the two biggest conferences are arguing, obviously we should have 3 and 4. After all, our schedule's the hardest. Instead of going, why don't you go screw yourself? The schedule's where the schedule is based on the tourney, based on your conference. By the way, your conferences are so big, half the time you're not playing half of the other teams. Any given year, it varies wildly. So don't get me started on the Big Ten and their absolute destruction of college football and the nonsense that has been created from the Big Ten being so damn greedy. Don't even get me started. But we'll go back to K-State, Iowa State. The occasional 4-star. I'm talking once every 2 to 5 years they get a 4-star. Once every 20 years they get a 5-star. This is the level of football we're talking about. It's not Michigan. It's not Ohio State. It's not all the inherent talent of the SEC, where sometimes you get this incredible offensive lineman because he's from freaking Alabama. He's from Mississippi. Okay? This is not the heart of highest level football. It's not Florida. It's not Florida State. It's not Miami. It's not Clemson. It's not Michigan. It's not Ohio State. It's not even USC. It's not even Oregon. These conferences rely on the team building from week one. At Big 12, you could say Oklahoma, Texas had some of that, but they're gone now. So when you have to rely on building up your team to get to a very good team by the end of the year, then these types of games against true conference rivals that might also have a chance to win the championship must occur week 4 and later. The baby with the bathwater, again, is there was nothing wrong with these teams. And you can complain about Alabama, whatever you want, doing it because they overwhelm with talent. But it certainly makes sense for those teams that have 3, 2, and 4-star talent, like an Iowa State, the rare 4-star talent, the KU, for it to perfectly work themselves up to and through Division II schools. Heck, lowest end Big 12 teams can lose to Big 12 to Division II schools and do regularly. In their KU, in their worst streaks, which is most years, right now they're not in it, but can lose to the Division II talent in the first weeks easily. Last year, K-State, that had a chance to go pretty good and was ranked, they lost to Division II talent early in the year. It is incredibly stupid, baby with bathwater strategy to say, oh, to get more visibility, we should have a game in Ireland with two of our rivals. And you can say, well, there's some visibility there, but it hurts both schools. It hurts the loser. It's just not the way to do it. If you have that, go have it in week four. Play against the, you know, 80 percentile of Division II in week one through three. Throw some other non-cons against there because it's not a conference deal. Fine. If you want to say KU played Fresno State, at least they're not losing to a team in conference, and that's at home. There's a reason for these games. They made sense. They make less sense for the power conferences, or at least they're less of a necessity, because if you're playing a power team out of your conference, they're not going to hold it against you when you're at the SEC or the Big Ten at the top of it. If you lose a close game, it adds to strength of schedule. You're going to get it. You guys, you motherfuckers argue three lost teams should make it into the Final 12. So you're worried about playing a big game out of conference, say the Ohio State-Texas game? No concerns. But when you're the Big 12 and you're talking about an in-conference rivalry, it's a horrifically bad idea. So I don't know what they're thinking. If you wanted to have Farmageddon in Ireland, you could have done it week five. You could have done it week four. You don't always have to reinvent everything about the wheel, right? I mean, if you want to go, are these bearings good enough? That makes sense. But don't make the wheel square, bruh, without thinking through it. Okay, guys, that's it for me on this sports rant of truth. I'm Tyson Harley.